Cade Simpson, who always seems to play well for Carlton, joins us on 3AW Football. Cade, good to have you with us. Tim Lane, Mick Warner, Cameron Ling and Richo here. Now, I want to ask you what happened at half-time. You were down by a kick and a half, and it just seemed that the team came out almost with a new sense of confidence that you could take Sydney.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me, guys. I think our third quarters have been really average the past couple of weeks against Gold Coast and Port Adelaide last week. So we really set ourselves for the third. We wanted to we didn't really try anything new, but just set ourselves for the contest and just focused on those little things.
Well done yesterday, Simo. A terrific win. I suppose talk us through your influence, but also Sam Doherty's influence down back, just across the game. It seemed to keep all of those younger players calm in the difficult situations. Is that something you've really taken on? I mean, you've done it for most of your career, but you two guys in particular, to be those experienced leaders down back to settle everything down?
Yeah, Sam was super yesterday. He's been good now for a couple of years, but I think he's gone to that sort of that next level as one of the elite running half back. So yeah, and he's only 23 years old, I think, but he's really mature, sees the game really well. He's right into his footy, reviews games really hard, previews games as well, so he sort of knows what the opposition are going to do. And yeah, he was super yesterday.
He probably won't like the fact I called him older, experienced player, but he feels like he's been around for longer than that.
Yeah, well, in our group at the moment, he probably is one of those older guys. We've got so many sort of teenagers running around. So, yeah, he's in the leadership group, but he really enjoys that role and he does it really well.
Cade, Matthew Richardson speaking. During the week after last week, there was a fair bit of mud being thrown around at the Blues about them playing on Friday night and the result and the like and how you were going to go for the rest of the season. There must have been a real edge about you guys yesterday. And how did that sting the group during the week? Did you talk about that at all?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's the good thing about football. When you do have a performance you're not proud of, you only have to wait 6 or 7 days before you can try and rectify that. So, yeah, we really set ourselves for it and we wanted to respond as a group. Because the age, we were young last week, but age isn't an excuse. So I think we really set ourselves for it, and it was good that we executed.
One player, I reckon, that doesn't get noticed a lot around the AFL community is Matty Wright, but his consistency as a small forward kicking goals now is it's pretty good, isn't it? He probably deserves a bit more credit than he gets around the competition.
Yeah, most definitely. Since he walked through the door, he's, as you said, been ultra consistent. It was good to see him kick some goals because I think around the club we always see him doing the hard things like blocking off the ball or setting up goals. But it was good to see him kick a couple yesterday. And he also did a role on Callum Mills, who's an absolute young star for the Swans. So, yeah, he had a really good day.
A player who does get talked about a lot, Patrick Cripps, played his 50th game yesterday. There's some amazing stats going around about his first 50 games. The most contested possessions in history after 50 games and the most clearances in history, 352. The next best is Tom Liberatore, 293, followed by Sam Mitchell and Simon Black. It's a fair CV he's put together in his first 50.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, he's a young star. Sort of similar to Sam. He's young, but he's really mature, sees the game really well and really enjoys that sort of leadership role that he's taken on at a young age. I think we saw him go forward a couple of times yesterday and take a few clunks as well, so he could he's already taken the comp by storm, but yeah, he could really go to the next level again, I reckon.
And the other guy, Alex Silvani, was on the rookie list until about 4 or 5 days ago, gets his chance, plays on Buddy and beats him.
Yeah, he was amazing, Alex. Just reward for effort. He's trained the house down all pre-season. Really looks sort of driven to take a second chance at playing AFL. He's a competitive beast and just loves the contest. And yeah, I haven't seen someone sort of win so many one-on-one contests against an absolute superstar of the competition in Buddy.
We're chatting with Carlton champ Cade Simpson after their terrific win against the Swans yesterday. Simo, you've been around football for a long time now. You've seen the ups and downs of your own team and across the comp. Are you a little bit surprised, maybe even out on the ground yesterday, by how quickly the Swans have fallen, given some of the great players they've still got running around? What was the sense out there with this once great Sydney team?
Yeah, most definitely surprised. I think most people would have sort of had them tipped in that sort of top four bracket. But, I think the competition's just so even these days. If you're sort of a couple of percent off, you're gonna get beaten. I don't know. I've probably a bit of confidence they might be lacking now after losing a few. That's probably a big one as well.
They've given you some horrible floggings in your time, Cade. What would you say was notably different about them yesterday?
It's hard to put a finger on it, I think. They're still, as you said, they've still got those stars, especially through their midfield in Hanbury and Kennedy and Parker. So it's hard to say what was different about them. Obviously, over the last 2 years, I think they've brought in probably sort of 10 new young guys, which is that's quite a few over a couple of years. I think it's just those guys developing, and I'm sure they'll turn it around because they're a proud group. And, as you said, still got a lot of stars out there.
Cade, personally, your own form is super consistent as always, but you're 32 years of age and 270 games. You must really pride yourself on your preparation. And is it something, a bit of a trend in the competition now, the professionalism of the game? Do you think guys can play longer into their careers? You look at Murphy and Riewoldt around the comp playing really well at 34 years of age. Do you have a personal drive to, I guess, prove age wrong a little bit, the way you play?
Probably. I think probably always I wasn't always as professional in my in my preparation. I think around sort of 26, 27, as you get a bit older and start feeling a bit sore after games, you just have to do all the recovery and prepare as well as possible with your diet and stuff like that and your training habits. So definitely something I've probably gone to the next level in the last few years. The body's feeling really good at the moment. So, we'll see how we go.
There's a pretty nasty incident in the third quarter with Gary Rowan, who knocked himself out. Thankfully, he's okay, but play went on for quite some time. Were you aware of that out there?
I don't know what I was looking at because I didn't see him actually go down. I ended up getting a touch a couple of seconds after it. So, I'm not sure what should have happened there. He was down. Yeah, I think the ball sort of went forward for us. So I didn't really notice until I think we scored a goal. So I didn't really notice that the stretcher had been called until after the goal had been kicked. I sort of wasn't paying too much attention to that. But I'm glad he's okay.
You've been such a courageous player for your entire career, Simo. When you see things like that and you see how scary that could have been, does it make you think twice about going for balls like that and going back with the flight like you so often do?
I think looking back at it after games and stuff like that, you're like, oh, geez, that doesn't look good, and you don't want to be caught in those situations. But as you know, as a player, once you're out there, it's sort of you just don't think about it when you're playing. No one likes to see those incidents. That's the game we play, and guys are as courageous as ever. And to go back with the flight, not too many games around the world that have those sort of plays.
Reasonably big game coming up next Saturday afternoon for you, Cade. Collingwood on the MCG. Now, the coach after the match said that he was giving you blokes till about Tuesday to enjoy the victory. We were wondering whether he was being a little bit extravagant in that. How do you view it?
Yeah, always a big game against the Pies. I will do our review tomorrow afternoon. And I think once that's sort of done and you speak to your line coach and do your individual tape and stuff, I think you move on after that and start looking towards the Pies. We need to enjoy this one because it was a good response after the previous week. And, you've got to enjoy the wins.
John Barker said before the game that all the talk about Daisy Thomas and his trigger clause, etc., was really affecting his mindset. I think he's playing in the VFL today. How is he holding up?
Daisy's going really well. He got around the boys yesterday after the win, and he's a great team man. He's working incredibly hard. But the thing with Daisy, like after our win, he was the first one to send a text through to the boys. yeah, so he's doing everything right on the track. So hopefully he can go back today and get a few touches and get some confidence back.
Richo mentioned the age word, Cade, and I think you've got a new number coming up in the units column between now and the Collingwood game. I guess when you are in the early 30s, you enjoy being 32 and not 33.
Yeah, I got the 33rd coming up. I don't know. As you said, just a number. But I think, if you're playing good footy, everyone wants you to go on next year. If you have a poor game, everyone's telling you should have retired 12 months ago. So we'll just see how we go.
What is your contract situation, Cade?
No, I'm out at the end of this year. So last couple of years, I've just been going one at a time. So,
hey, Cade, that's an interesting point you bring up. I think it's a really smart idea when you're in your 30s to go 1 year at a time, whether it's your decision or the club. But I think it keeps you hungry, keeps you on edge a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. It's obviously, you obviously would love the security of a couple-year contract, but for the clubs who are trying to run a business, and you just don't know at the age of 30 with injury and form and stuff. So, but you're right, it does keep you hungry and keeps you on the edge.
Well, you're playing as though you're very hungry, Cade. Well done, and good to have you with us today. Good luck next week.
Cheers, guys.
Cade Simpson, what a terrific player he's been over a number of years for the Blues. Incidentally, Carlton fans, you can still sign up as a member. Be bound by Blue this year and sign up starting from as little as $60. Become a Blues member today by visiting carltonfc.com.au for more information.